You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 showers. So glad that you came. Rain, 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 showers.
That's right, we're back to rain showers in the forecast. I guess we need it after that very dry May we had. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington, and it's been pretty warm lately, too. But there are places where the temperatures that are measured can't really be trusted. Cliff is going to talk about that problem in Yakima, specifically, where there's been a persistent warm weather bias. First, Cliff, though, let's hear a little bit about the weekend forecast.
Well, Bellamy, we've had a really dry period. The last 6 weeks have been much drier than normal. And of course, May was tying the driest May on record. But, you know, we're going to see some substantial rain tonight and into this weekend. So a Pacific front, a fairly strong one, is going to come in tonight. And so I expect some steady showers from dinner time on into the evening hours. And I expect Saturday there'll be a continuation. So lots of rain. That includes both the lowlands of western Washington and up in the mountains, even some getting into eastern Washington. So Saturday should be a rainy day. And then Sunday, well, it'll be a little bit better, but I expect a lot of showers, post-frontal precipitation, we call it. And so there'll be a lot of showers on the windward side, the western side of the Cascades. And I even expect a Puget Sound convergence zone to form north of Seattle to give a little extra rain between Seattle and Everett. So it's great if you're worried about watering your lawn or your vegetable garden. I think you got to get a break because we'll have enough rain not to water for at least several days.
Speaking of watering and that temperature bias thing, you've blogged about this. For people in agriculture, it's really important to have good forecasts. And in Yakima, a rich agricultural area, for a long time, this was not the case.
That's right, Bellamy. The temperatures have been way warmer than they should be, probably 2 to 3 degrees. And that's due to a poor temperature sensor at the Yakima Airport. Although it's fixed now. You know, over the last few years, I've been blogging quite a bit about a few stations that are problematic. And one of them is Yakima, the Yakima Airport. It's been crazy warm there for at least 3 years. Temperatures typically 2 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. And so this has been obvious that there was a problem there with the temperature sensor. And a number of us have been complaining about it. And then finally, I think it was on the 8th of May, the National Weather Service finally changed the temperature sensor there at Yakima. And all of a sudden, the problem has gone away. Now, you know, you may ask, why does a few degrees make a difference? It does, because if we're trying to look at the climatology of the region, you know, if you're several degrees warmer, that's like global warming of 50 years or something. And agricultural interests, they use those temperatures to make decisions on when they fertilize, when they spray, when they seed, when they do all kinds of things. So these temperatures are really important. And at least now the Weather Service has finally replaced that sensor, and so things look good now.
It was just a faulty sensor, just like a bad part?
It was a bad part. And I should say, you know, there's other stations that have had these problems. So it's very important to keep on this problem. Now, you know, bad temperatures are not only due to bad temperature sensors. There's also other things that happen. If a temperature sensor is too close to concrete or a building, that can mess things up. Official temperatures should always be taken over in natural vegetated areas, and sometimes that's not true. So that's one problem. Another problem is there's fans that bring cool air in. If those fail, that can ruin things. So these sensors are kind of funny. They have to be calibrated, and also you have to position the sensors in the proper locations.
It's a good reminder for scientists also to really check their data if something shows up as an anomaly and just make sure that everything is being done right.
That's right. And this is particularly an issue because people are concerned about global warming. Well, it turns out most of these temperature failures tend to make things too warm. So if we are not on top of problems at Yakima and SeaTac and other locations, it'll make it seem that we're warming up much faster than we are. And that gives society poor information. So it really is important to keep on top of this kind of issue of accuracy of our temperature sensors.
Are there any others besides Yakima right now that you've got your eye on that you're wondering about?
Well, we think there's a little bit of a warm bias at SeaTac Airport, and that started after they put in the third runway. So there's some suspicions there, and if you look at the temperature sensor at SeaTac, you can actually see some gravel where there should be grass. So that's another example. There's been problems at Ellensburg. There's been problems in some other places as well. I should say there's also issues with wind speed. Wind speed should always be measured at 10 meters to 30 feet. And some places, they don't have the wind sensors at the right elevation either. So there's all kinds of issues, and we have to keep on top of it.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.